essential elements of implementing assistive technology for students with disabilities in grades 6-12. The use of assistive technology is crucial for students, grades 6-12, with disabilities, as it promotes inclusive education and empowers them to actively participate in academic activities, ultimately enriching their overall educational experience. By acknowledging and addressing these essential needs, schools and educators can establish an inclusive and supportive learning environment that maximises the potential of secondary students with disabilities. This research investigates the essential elements of implementing assistive technology for grades 6-12 students with disabilities in Iowa. A survey comprising 20 items was distributed to secondary teachers in three public school districts with computers and internet access in their classrooms. The results reveal favourable availability of assistive technology at their schools, high levels of teachers' knowledge and preparedness for assistive technology, and positive attitudes toward integrating assistive technology into their teaching. The study offers implications for schools to optimise the use of assistive technology in their educational practices. Introduction: The integration of assistive technology in contemporary education is a transformative approach to creating inclusive and equitable learning environments, particularly for students with disabilities. Rooted in principles of equal access and individualized support, it breaks barriers and enhances educational experiences through tailored tools and devices. In Iowa secondary education, the focus is on understanding students' unique needs and leveraging it to promote inclusivity and academic success. As secondary education evolves to embrace diversity, students with disabilities seek equitable opportunities that align with their learning styles. This research explores the essential elements of implementing it in general and special education, aiming to inform local practices and contribute to broader discussions on fostering inclusive learning environments. Literature review: Assistive Technology IT, as defined by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act IDEA, any item or equipment that enhances the functional capabilities of individuals with disabilities, U.S. Department of Education, 2007. The Iowa Center for Assistive Technology Education and Research, ICATE, categorizes the devices into three levels: low-tech, non-electronic tools requiring equipment outside the body, for example, pencil grips; mid-tech, battery-operated devices with simple functions; high-tech, advanced electronic devices with sophisticated processors. These categories represent a continuum of options adaptable to varying needs. Research highlights the significant benefits of integrating computer technologies for students with special needs, with many requiring adaptive software or hardware to effectively use technology. BUC 2016 states that the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act IDEA mandates the consideration of assistive technology at students' individualized education plans, IEP. Teacher attitudes, awareness, and training are crucial for successful at integration in general education classrooms. From their studies, Satsingi et al., 2019, and Hyman et al., 2012, show that teachers with sufficient training and hands-on experience are more confident in utilizing IT, emphasizing the need for professional fluency in available tools and strategies. When implementing IT for secondary students with disabilities, educators should prioritize tools that support students' goals and promote independence. Examples include probeware for science, graphic organizers, tactile manipulatives, talking calculators, and digital graphing tools, which enhance understanding and problem-solving in math and science. OKAY in RA 2019 outlined various instructional technologies designed to address the diverse academic needs of students with disabilities effectively. Figure 1. Effective use of IT across low-tech, mid-tech, and high-tech levels significantly improves learning outcomes for students with disabilities throughout their educational journey. Figure 1. Assistive Technology Continuum adapted by Akola and Dow, 2024 method instrument. This quantitative study used a 20-item survey, including multiple-choice and Likert-scale questions created in Qualtrics. Participants were secondary teachers from three Iowa public school districts with classroom internet and computer access, located near the State's Assistive Technology Research Center. Data collection procedures: participants reviewed and consented to join the study before receiving the survey, which was distributed to 2,705 individuals. After 1 month, 129 instructors from rural, suburban, and urban areas completed it. The survey, conducted on Qualtrics, was analyzed using SPSS's descriptive features. It collected demographic data and evaluated IT availability, teachers' knowledge, preparedness, and attitudes through 9 targeted items. The results are summarized in the next section. Findings: the results emphasize the importance of integrating assistive technology into teaching and learning in three public school districts, focusing on four key areas: availability, teachers' knowledge, preparedness, and attitudes, which are crucial for effective at implementation. At availability, the availability of assistive technology at a school significantly enhances education by addressing the needs of students with disabilities, fostering inclusivity, and enabling personalized learning experiences. It also prepares students for a technology-driven future by equipping them with essential skills. Instructors use various tools, including light pens, adaptive desks, neo-portable keyboards, and assistive listening devices to maximize teaching and learning activities. According to Table 1, 86 of participants reported access to it in their schools. 79 actively utilized it with their students. At availability included 62 low-tech, 39 mid-tech, and 81 high-tech resources. These findings demonstrate that schools offer diverse and sufficient resources, providing instructors and students with ample opportunities to enhance learning outcomes through technology. Table 1 at availability at schools in Iowa. Numbers 1, 2, 3 mean the order numbers of the survey items. M129 variables frequency and percentage have access to 11,000. 186 have used it with students, 1,379 types of it available at schools, low-tech, mid-tech, high-tech, 8 trillion, 50 billion, 104,623,981 teachers level of it. Knowledge: instructors' proficiency with assistive technology it is crucial for creating inclusive and effective learning environments. Their knowledge enables the use of various tools from low-tech e.g. pencil grips, adaptive desks to high-tech e.g. neo-portable keyboards, audiobooks, and assistive listening devices to support diverse student needs and enhance communication, engagement, and accessibility. Table 2 teachers' level of knowledge at their schools. Numbers 4 means the order number of the survey item. N129 variables frequency and percentage 4. Levels of knowledge: no knowledge, 108, little knowledge, 3023, some knowledge, 4000. 938 good knowledge, 4031 extensive knowledge. Error: according to Table 2, 38 of instructors had proficient knowledge. 31 had moderate knowledge. 23 had limited knowledge. These findings indicate that most instructors possessed the foundational knowledge needed to integrate it into their teaching practices, demonstrating strong potential for effective and inclusive classroom implementation. Teachers that prepare this thorough preparation in assistive technology it equips instructors with the confidence, skills, and positive attitudes needed to integrate it into their teaching practices effectively. Training through college or graduate courses, workshops, and in-service programs enables instructors to use tools like adaptive desks, neo-portable keyboards, smart boards, and assistive listening devices to meet diverse student needs and foster inclusive, efficient learning environments. Table 3. Instructors at preparedness and 129 variables frequency and percentage 5. Number of college or graduate level courses you have taken in which assistive technology was covered in detail. Noneb. 1. Tuke. 3. Ford. 5 or more. 7,049,905,439,706. Number of workshops or in services you have attended pertaining specifically to assistive technology. Noneb. 1. Tuke. 3. Ford. 5 or more. 515,517,639,431,357. How prepared do you feel in providing assistive technology service to your students? Not all prepared, EB. Fully prepared. Somewhat prepared. Adequately prepared. Extremely prepared. 4,315,729,182,544,221. According to Table 3, 46 of participants gained a preparation through 1-4 college or graduate courses. 61 received training by 1-5 workshops or in-service programs. 67 of participants reported being extremely, adequately, or somewhat prepared. This strong foundation in preparation underscores its importance in helping instructors successfully adapt their teaching to create supportive and inclusive classrooms. teachers' attitudes toward using it with students, instructors' positive attitudes toward assistive technology it significantly impact the success of inclusive education. Many instructors have experience using various tools, such as adaptive desks, new portable keyboards, smart boards, and assistive listening devices, and they show enthusiasm for integrating it to meet diverse student needs and create dynamic learning environments. Table 4 teachers' attitudes toward using it with students and 129 variables frequency and percentage 8. How interested are you in learning how to use it to meet student needs? Very interested, EB. Somewhat interested, do not know but will think about it. Not interested, 3,381,152,663,119. Preferred method to learn about Otter. 1. On instruction. I answer on instruction in group setting. Attending workshops or conference sessions. Formalized courses. Others 309,667,220,237,452,170. According to Table 4, 89% of instructors expressed high or moderate interest in incorporating it, while only 11 showed no interest. To enhance their proficiency, instructors demonstrated a strong commitment to professional development. 23 preferred one-on-one instruction. 74 favored hands-on group sessions. 52 expressed interest in workshops or conferences. 17 planned to take formal courses. This proactive approach highlights instructors' dedication to improving their skills, fostering inclusivity, and enriching education with technology. Discussion: this research on implementing assistive technology for students with disabilities in grades 6-12 across three Iowa public school districts highlights its critical role in both general and special education. The study found that it is widely available, with strong teacher support, high levels of knowledge, and positive attitudes toward its integration, emphasizing its importance in fostering inclusive and equitable education. It plays a multifaceted role in secondary education, supporting students with disabilities in accessing educational materials while enriching the learning environment for all through personalization, collaboration, and innovation. The study identified 4 essential elements for IT implementation. Availability: 86 of teachers reported access to IT resources. Knowledge: 92 of teachers had at least some understanding of IT. Preparedness: teachers gained IT training through college courses 46 and workshops or training sessions 61. Positive attitudes: 89 showed high or moderate interest in using IT in teaching. These findings address the research question and provide valuable insights for advancing IT practices in secondary education. Implications: teachers recognize its benefits in helping students perform at grade level, but often lack formal training in its use. None claimed extensive IT knowledge, yet many believe it negatively impacts skill development despite acknowledging its positive effects. Future research could explore these contradictions, particularly in secondary schools near the State Research Center for IT. Differences between special and general educators in IT knowledge, preparedness, and attitudes exist, but collaboration and professional development can bridge these gaps, improving inclusive education for all students. References: Bauke, C. 2016. A National Snapshot of Assistive Technology for Students with Disabilities. Journal of Special Education Technology 31, 413. DOI 10.1177,162,643,416,633,330. T. and Shemesh, D. O. 2012. Students with Learning Disabilities in Higher Education, Use and Contribution of Assistive Technology and Website Courses and Their Correlation to Students' Hope and Well-Being. Journal of Learning Disabilities 45,308,318. 10.1177,222,219,410,392,047. OK, M. W. and Rao K. 2019. Digital Tools for the Inclusive Classroom, Google Chrome as Assistive and Instructional Technology. Journal of Special Education Technology 34-3-204-211R, Melu B., Savage M., and 2019. Helping teachers make informed decisions when selecting assistive technology for secondary students with disabilities. Preventing School Failure, Alternative Education for Children and Youth, 63-2-97-104. Department of Education, Office of Special Education and Rehabilitation Services, Office of Special Education Programs. 2007. 27th Annual 2005 Report to Congress on the Implementation of Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, Vol. 1. Retrieved on July 23, 2018 from